Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
Vols fans, the best fans in football. Rowdy. Passionate. Dedicated. And this is where Vol Nation comes to talk. Welcome to the hottest spot for all things Tennessee Vols. This is Tennessee Fan Talk, where the orange and white comes to life with a dash of humor, a sprinkle of wit, and a whole lot of southern charm, bringing you the latest updates, breaking news, and some good old-fashioned laughs along the way. We're the water cooler chat you wish you were having at the office, minus the boring stats. Whether you bleed orange or you're just dipping your toes into the world of Tennessee sports, this is for everybody. It's loud, it's proud, it's Tennessee Fan Talk. And now your hosts, Bird and the Duke.
Welcome everyone, 2025 Tennessee Fan Talk. Around 30-ish days to go. We are your source during this football season for all things Tennessee Vols football. With me is not Duke today, just Bird. So the comedic interludes are going to be absent. Before we get into our preseason episodes, just wanted to roll through what has happened over the summer. Today we're taking a deep dive into the highly anticipated 2025 season. It has been an offseason of significant change for the Vols, particularly on the offensive side of the ball, where us, the fans, want to see some more explosive, and we want to see Hendon Hooker-ish style football again. New faces set to make a big impact in key positions. We'll break down the quarterback battle. We'll take a little look at the new backfield and the overhauled offensive line. Plus, an important injury update on that defense. Stick around. Thanks for tuning in. Tennessee Fan Talk.
Wherever you are, we are. And we are at TN Fan Talk. Would you like to be on the show? We'd love to have you. Find our link tree in the show description. No experience or equipment is needed. Now, back to Tennessee Fan Talk. Here's Bird and the Duke.
As we roll into 2025, let's take a look back. 2024 with Tennessee Fan Talk. We want to thank every one of our guests and our dedicated listeners. Thanks. Remember to share us for 2025. Help us spread the word on a little more, non-traditional football podcast, especially when the Duke is at his best. Let's kick things off for what's arguably the biggest storyline headed into the fall camp, the quarterback competition. With just a few months ago, this wasn't on anyone's radar, Knoxville, but that crazy, crazy. We were even talking about, do we do football episodes in the summer? The bizarre departure of Nico Amalivia. And we're going to give a shout out there to Mr. Franklin, our resident Georgia Bulldog, often guest on the show, who is always calling Amalivia. And I never thought that I would say, deuces, see ya. You weren't worth the money you were getting. Glad you left to get less. Josh Heupel now has a three-man battle on his hands, despite we kind of know who the front runner is. It's just great that there has to be, you know, there's not just this set right out of the gate. This is who we're going to go get. He's going to be our guy. He had to battle it out. Coach Heupel himself confirmed this at SEC Media Days, stating, quote, "We will have a competition at the quarterback position. Three guys inside of that room. We're really proud of what they've done. Joey, since he had got here in May, Merklinger and McIntyre. What those three guys have done since they've been on campus," end quote. He praised the development, their ability to compete positively, which is, you don't want that negative in the quarterback room, and their growing leadership traits, at least with getting Joey, you do get that experience, that senior leadership. Looking at them, Joey, transfer, UCLA, via Appalachian State, the as we always dub them, the ranked team killers, Big App State. Aguilar entered the mix in May, brings a wealth of experience with him, having a two-year starter at App State in those two seasons. He did throw for 56 touchdowns and over 6,700 yards. Again, strength of schedule, I'll always say when comparing out of the SEC to in the SEC, you really have to look at that strength of schedule. Also showcasing his athleticism by running for over 200 yards in each of those seasons. Heupel highlighted that, quote, "teammates have grown to have great trust in these guys through the course of the offseason during this summer," end quote. Despite the open competition, lost a little bit of my computer there. Sorry about that. Despite the open competition, sources suggest it would still be an upset if Aguilar isn't the guy when Tennessee takes the field. The main knock on him is his turnover rate, which Miami is going to find out about Carson Beck. I don't care who they bring in to, quote, take him to the next level. He was at Georgia, and he threw him. So I think it's going to be a massacre down there. And by the end of it, he may not even be the starter. Aguilar has 24 interceptions over the two seasons, 10 and 23, 14 in 2024. Those, a lot of people say Tennessee's simplified read offense might help with that. People think Tennessee's offense is simple, and if you're smart, we said this last year where Nico, and where 2 years ago, Joe Milton really didn't have it. Nico showed struggles with it. Is being a smart quarterback, you have to make those reads quickly. You have to be able to change something on the fly. So maybe Joey can do that. Next up was Merklinger, who holds an advantage because he has experience within Tennessee's offensive system, entering his second year as part of the team, and then the true freshman wild card, McIntyre, who is noted as the most physically talented of the three. True freshman, I just hope that they can keep him there, and he doesn't want to transfer out after potentially losing that battle. And as we saw with Hooker and Milton years ago, is you never know with the injuries. You never know. So if Aguilar is the guy and he goes and tries to make these run situations that he was able to do, and he gets hit by a dude that's twice his size and just as fast, potentially some injuries early on. So hope we keep those two around for a good backup and they don't try to exit us out quickly. Hypo emphasized, quote, "We found a way to win with a lot of different quarterbacks throughout my career on the offensive side of the ball. We're going to find a way to win with the guy that earns the starting spot as we go through training camp in August." He added that there is no set timeline for announcing a starter. It will happen, quote, "once someone earns that opportunity." The competition is certainly going to be the talk of the fall.
Wherever you are, we are. And we are at TN Fan Talk. Would you like to be on the show? We'd love to have you. Find our link tree in the show description. No experience or equipment is needed. Now, back to Tennessee Fan Talk. Here's Bird and the Duke.
Moving on from that quarterback talk, we have to talk about the running back room. Talk about a huge void left by Dylan Sampson, who had record-smashing junior season 2024, fourth-round pick in the NFL draft. In 2024, Sampson often seemed like the entire offense. So whenever we played the team that just had tremendous run defense, Tennessee just seemed shut down and didn't have an answer for anything. To replace him, it's very likely we'll see a return to the true, I guess it's called a platoon-based attack that Josh Heupel successfully deployed in 21-23. This means that several backs will share the load. Peyton Lewis, a sophomore, is now the most, quote, athletically gifted player in the backfield. The former four-star prospect who was a track and field star in high school saw increased playing time towards the end of last season as Sampson dealt with some injuries, and he got the experience. He looked good in the times that I saw him out on the field. He finished 2024 with 64 carries, 339 yards, 3 touchdowns, including 10 carries for 77 yards in the horrible playoff loss to Ohio State. Coach Heupel praised that development. Sam Payton has had a great spring.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business and sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
He's had a lot more comfort, understanding, and scope of what we're doing, end quote. You have Deshaun Bishop, redshirt sophomore, decorated local prospect who has, quote, overachieved since joining the team, working his way up to that number two spot early last season, handling big spots to help Samson, and he finished with 74 carries, 455 yards, 3 touchdowns. An injury did slow his season that allowed Lewis to, you know, get into that role last year. They have some additions, a key addition, Star Thomas, a senior transfer from Duke. We'll see how that goes. It will be his sixth and final season of college football after winning the NCAA ruling. So he does bring depth and experience. Yeah, he had 100 carries in each of his first three seasons. In 24, he had 213 carries for 871 yards, 7 touchdowns. See how he does against an SEC defense. He arrived in Knoxville before spring practice and in the fall training camp. Now, rounding out are, of course, the freshmen. You got Dwayne Morris, a 3-star. Justin Baker, a 3-star. With a, quote, unfreshman-like frame, a little bigger. Both went through spring practices. And we still need to talk offensive line. We'll hit that next.
Wherever you are, we are. And we are at TN Fan Talk. Would you like to be on the show? We'd love to have you. Find our link tree in the show description. No experience or equipment is needed. Now, back to Tennessee Fan Talk. Here's Bird and the Duke.
We've talked offense, and there's one more thing to talk about. Offense. The line that is experienced, arguably the most significant roster turnover this season. Tennessee rotating in 4 new starters up front. Offensive line coach Glenn Ellerby has work cut out for him, losing several multi-year contributors. That O-line, it kind of got overshadowed by how great the defense was. O-line did phenomenal in times last year. Couple slips. Key departures, of course, Mr. Cooper Mays, Spraggins, John Campbell, and other key pieces, Lampley, Davis, all gone. So not only did they lose 4 starters, they lost crucial swing players. So you bring in a younger group. You hope they developed at a fast rate. They're going to have to, and you hope that they stick around with some questionable, possibly 500 seasons. Tennessee quickly hit the transfer portal for experience in this, getting Wendell Moe Jr. from Arizona. That will help. Sam Pendleton from Notre Dame also made his way in. The biggest addition, of course, was the 5-star freshman David Sanders, a top 5 overall player who stuck with his commitment despite a late push from the team that bought their championship last year. He would definitely be an instant starting spot at, I believe, right tackle. Lance Hurd returning to his left tackle spot. Sanders supposed to be elite in his athleticism, so we'll see if he is that fit at that right tackle. He generated a lot of buzz during the spring, so hopefully he doesn't get hurt, knock on wood, and we see that position filled. This means that the left tackle Lance Hurd, left guard Wendell Moe, and right tackle David Sanders spots appear to be set. Who do you have at center? Who do you have to fill in Cooper Mays? A true veteran. It could be the Pendleton or it could be Satterwhite. He started getting some work at center last season. So maybe knowing a little bit of what he's supposed to do would get him the starting job. The battle for that will likely determine who lands at the right guard, potentially the Satterwhite or Pendleton if he moves to guard other players. Umarov, I believe is how it's pronounced, and Jesse Perry are also in the mix for the depth. We got one more topic, and I'm not going to force you to listen to that want to be on the show, because by now you know we want the guests on the show. You can DM us, and we'll send you a Calendly link. I think it actually We may have that on our social media platforms for you to fill in and pick a weekend that you want to be on. Let's talk about the update on the defensive side, specifically cornerback, where Tennessee has really known for having problems in the corner. It could be a strength for this year, finally. There's a large wild card, the health of standout Jamaad McCoy. McCoy became Tennessee's unquestioned number one corner last year, had a huge freshman year at Oregon State. He's now considered perhaps the top cornerback in the country and likely a first-round pick if he backs up that sophomore season. The concern stems from an ACL tear that he suffered in January while training. ACLs have started recovery much quicker. But then again, there's also that holdback. I mean, it has hurt Hooker in the NFL because he went in, just coming from the surgery into NFL draft. Otherwise, and then having to work through that. Otherwise, I think he would have a starting position. The major question is he going to be ready for August 30th home opener, which we will talk about and make our picks for the season, how we're going to fare out this year, orange on orange, of course, on that August 30th opener. Josh Heupel provided a update at the SEC Media Day saying, quote, "I saw him the other day as he's going through his rehab. He looks really good. His movement skills are really good." Heupel noted that it's a, quote, "progression throughout the course of the end of summer and through training camp," end quote. They'll figure out as we get into the season. He is expected back at some point, but that exact timing remains a mystery. Huge part of the defense last year, and hopefully he's able to step up and do even better this year. Tennessee did bring in a little insurance, if you will, by adding former Colorado cornerback Colton Hood. Had a strong freshman season with six pass breakups, two interceptions. Ricky Gibson will also return to starting role. So the depth of that, you don't have to rush McCoy back, but they definitely, whatever side McCoy would have been playing, that's definitely going to be the weak side with him not there.
Wherever you are, we are. And we are at TN Fan Talk. Would you like to be on the show? We'd love to have you. Find our link tree in the show description. No experience or equipment is needed. Now, back to Tennessee Fan Talk. Here's Bird and the Duke.
Fascinating offseason for the Vols. Basketballs, of course, did their thing, making it to the Elite Eight for the first time. Tony V and company, not as great a bullpen in the summer as he had previous, but did pretty well for himself. Gotta love some Tony V. We've got a dynamic quarterback competition, a talented but unproven running back platoon of runners swapping them in and out as needed, even play-by-play, possibly. A completely rebuilt offensive line with a little high upside and a defensive key defensive star on the mend. It's a mix of exciting new talent and experienced players stepping into much bigger roles. All these changes setting the stage for a compelling 2025 season in Knoxville. We're going to end it out today for the Tennessee Fan Talk season preview, what's been happening over the summer and into fall training camp. Make sure to follow us on Twitter, Facebook. Check out both of those. Make sure that you go online and sign up to be a guest for this season. We'll catch you on the next one, hopefully with a little bit of Duke intertwining what he does.
You've been listening to Tennessee Fan Talk. It's where the orange and white come to life. If it has anything to do with the Vols, we're talking about it. Thanks so much for listening to the show. We hope you've enjoyed it. Make sure to like, rate, and review. And we'll be back soon. But wherever you are. And we are at TN Fan Talk. Would you like to be on the show? We'd love to have you. Find our link tree in the show description. No experience or equipment is needed. Keep bleeding orange. And see you next time on Tennessee Fan Talk.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. LeafHome.com/water